You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound. It's new and it's free. It's Dog Pound Drive, the Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive before the Browns and Steelers game this Sunday. The pregame starts at 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from Tricky Dick and EV. That's what it says, folks. That's all I can do. All right, we are back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, out at the PNC Bank in Strongsville. And we're going to go to the Ohio Business Machine hotline right now, where we're joined by Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Nate, how you doing today?
Doing well. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. Nate, how do we make sense of this Browns team 4 games into the season? We've seen one fast start. We've seen two real slow starts, some frantic comebacks. What do you make of this Browns team under Mike Pettine through the first quarter of the year?
Well, I think they're very unpredictable. You know, the great thing about them is that you see the resilience in coming back on the road against the Steelers and then doing it, obviously, in historic fashion against the Titans and finishing the deal the second time around. So they're not going to stop fighting. Every game's going to come down to the wire, even if it looks like they're out of it. You know, they've been living dangerously, though. They've got to get some things cleaned up, because even though they came back from a 25-point deficit, that's obviously never happened before, so it's not a recipe for success, and they're not going to get away with it again, and they're not going to get away with it against a good team. Yeah. So, I mean, they might get away with it against the Titans, but most teams are going to bury you.
The question I have is, I'd like to hear your thoughts, because, again, it's coming when you're a former player, it's always interesting to hear the different things out there. Again, what I see on the football field are the same things you see right now, but when you're inside the locker room, you know, as a player, you're obviously – we get to see different things and feel different things. How do you think the Browns turn it around? I mean, it's the number one question on defense. So I'd like to hear how you think the Browns actually turn this thing around defensively and continue the momentum of putting maybe or trying to get to that ultimate point of playing a complete game.
Well, I think some of it has to do with the coaching staff, and I think Mike Pettine is proving to be a very good motivator in the way he handles players and deals with players who are facing adversity. And, you know, I think that they're making the right adjustments. They have the right attitude when they get in those situations. And, you know, they start to play like they're supposed to. I mean, you know, they said time and time again that it's all about sticking to assignments, not trying to do too much, playing within the structure of the defense. And I guess in a couple of these games, at least, it's taken a major wake-up call for that to happen, but it has eventually happened. And I think that's what you saw in the second half against the Steelers and against the Titans. The thing is, they got to do it again. They've got to do it out the gate, because – you know, you can only get away with that, I guess, once in history. I mean, like I said, it never happened before with the Titans. So, and obviously, the slow start haunted them against the Steelers. I really think the key to this coming Sunday is taking care of business from the start and not having to dig themselves out of some kind of hole with a miracle.
No question, the Browns 1-0 when they've jumped out to a quick lead this season, and they need to do that against the Steelers. Talk about Ben Tate's return, 123 yards, a career high from him. This backfield all of a sudden rich with talent. But what did Ben Tate show you coming back from his injury and having the game that he had against Tennessee? And do you expect him to be the focal point of the attack against the Steelers on Sunday?
I do. He was tremendous. You know, talking to Joel Bitonio yesterday about him, you know, he said that, you know, if there was 4 yards available, he would get 8. You know, if there's 9 yards available, that's when he had his longest run for 15. He continually and repeatedly picked up extra yards, kept fighting. Just had an all-around great game, obviously a career high with 123 yards. And I think he proved it, you know, without a doubt. The Browns made the right choice by reinserting him into the starting lineup. He's the most complete back they have. The rookies are good. They're exciting. But Ben Tate knows this offense the best. He knows what he needs to do. You know, he has his responsibilities nailed down in the scheme, and he's going to be where he's supposed to be at the right time, and he's going to run extremely well. So You know, I'm sure he would like to get in the end zone a couple times, but overall a great performance from him, and definitely, I think, the number one key to the game when it comes to attacking the Steelers.
That's interesting. Let me ask you this question, and again, it's been my first time in that building in about 5 years right now. I have noticed, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier, that there's a vibe that I seem to be getting from the facility, from Berea. My question to you is, being a guy that's around the players a lot, being around coaches, general managers, and being able to interview and do the things and give your opinions on how things are going for the Cleveland Browns, do you start to feel that vibe that do you see a different vibe than what you've seen in years past for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, I think there's no doubt. I think, again, you would see the Browns fall behind before and never be able to fight back like they did in two games and obviously finish the one. You know, the Browns have pulled up upsets seemingly every year they do it. So to beat the Saints wasn't, you know, totally, you know, new territory for them. But obviously the historic comeback was new territory for everyone. So I think that's just going to give them more confidence. I think it all filters down from Brian Hoyer, to be honest. I just think that, you know, he's given the Browns the type of quarterback play that they've looked for so many years. You know, obviously they got it there for a little while with Derek Anderson, but, you know, Brian Hoyer had created a spark last year. The injury obviously interrupted everything for him, but he has come back just as good when it comes to performing in the clutch, and I think everybody feeds off that confidence. I really think that it just kind of filters down to everybody else on the roster, and you can sense it. I think you can really feel it right now.
I think there's no question Brian Hoyer exceeding expectations, playing with the confidence of a Super Bowl champion, even though he has not started a full season's worth of games in the National Football League, and it has been huge for this team. The offensive line has been huge for this team. Ben Tate, you talked about him along with Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. They've been huge. The receivers playing well. I think we have to start to give some serious credit, Nate, to Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator of this team, who has put together an offense that ranks in the top of the league in every feasible category, despite arguably having some of the least talented skill position players in the NFL, if you just look it on paper. But he's maximizing their talent. They're playing fantastic football and maybe changing the narrative there about how much talent they truly have. What about the job Kyle Shanahan has done, Nate?
Tremendous job so far. I mean, you've got an overachieving offense, as Mike Pettine said. You've got a quarterback coming off a torn ACL who's performed very well. You got an offensive line who's performing exceptionally well, especially considering they're adjusting to this new zone blocking scheme. It is a big change from what they've done in the past. I mean, everybody runs a little bit zone, but not everybody runs about 80% of zone on run plays like Kyle Shanahan does. So that's a big adjustment, you know. And then you have a receiving corps that's without Josh Gordon. You have Jordan Cameron, you know, your other top receiving threat, dealing with a shoulder injury and missing some time. So you've got Andrew Hawkins playing out of his mind and really out of his normal position for you know, the vast majority of his career. He's been a slot guy, performing really well on the outside. So, you know, you've got to give Kyle Shanahan a lot of credit for getting the most out of all these guys. He's just doing such a great job of using a balanced attack. You know, I know the Browns had 36 rushes and 37 passes against the Titans. And not only that, but the amazing thing, and I give them a lot of credit, is sticking to the run after they fell behind by 25 points. I mean, they ran a ton after that, and it really paid off. And I think you got to give them a ton of credit for not panicking, you know, in the heat of the moment there.
No question. Nate, thanks for the great stuff as always, and looking forward to seeing you and getting your take when the Browns take on the Steelers this Sunday. Appreciate that. When we come back, we are live at the PNC Bank in Strongsville. They're giving away Browns tickets right now. Tons of great giveaways, great food, great drinks, great games, and safety to Sean Gibson. Off to a great start this year with two interceptions through the first four games. He will join us live next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.